Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Toyless Titles. My name is Justin Stevens. We are back with you for another episode. This is episode 110 of the Toyless Titles podcast. I'm Justin Stevens, and you guys already know Nate. Nate, you look like you are in a very, very special place. You were telling us a little bit about the palace that your company put you up in.
It's luxurious.
Yeah, I'm in the hotel again. When I checked in on Monday, she goes, "Well, we had some, we kind of ran short on normal rooms. So if you have a double room, don't worry, like it's in the wrong one, you're in the wrong room or something." I was like, "Okay." And I walked in and I was like, "Oh, should have brought the family with." So,
so how far away from the family are you?
Like 2.5 hours, probably.
Right on.
That's not too bad.
No, I'll go home Friday. I'll be home by 3 o'clock on Friday. So
right on. Nice. For those of you that are not watching on YouTube right now, you hear that deep voice that sounds like it was definitely made for radio. That's our boy George Reed that recently came on as a and him and his boy Jason have some great ideas for some shows and some help that they're going to be helping us out with this off season. So I'm really looking forward to working with you, George, on a more, I don't want to call it a professional level, because I feel like anytime we get together, it's never actually professional, but I think you kind of understand what I'm getting at.
I mean, I'm almost offended. Like, I think professional, I think I'm the epitome of a professional.
Just because you might be the most professional person you know, that doesn't mean you're a professional.
Hey, my mom thinks I'm cool and she thinks I'm a professional. That's all that matters to me.
Hell yeah.
All right. So, hey, so real quick, we're going to run through our little spiel here. You guys, make sure you check us out. It's at Toyless Titles on Twitter. Coach isn't with us tonight. Like I said, he's taking a little time off, a little vacation, a little family time. That's at Coach Sheps. I'm at JustinFF_. My boy Nate, at Nate_Dirt19. And that was probably that way if I were looking at the screen. And then, of course, at George Reed FF. You can also
find that one. Sorry.
What's that?
I couldn't find that one. Sorry.
Okay. Well, it's at George Reed is REEDFF. Also, you can check out the website. Make sure you check out that website, toylessofttitles.com. You can find all of our episodes, all of the other, like our rankings, all the different shows from everyone across the network, the articles that we have. So that website is popping almost daily with new stuff, new shows, new information. So please keep us marked in your bookmarks there. Also check us out, Apple Podcasts, because if you're watching this on YouTube right now, then you're missing the Apple Podcast. If you're listening on Apple Podcast, this show in particular, you're going to want to watch the YouTube video. This is kind of more focused towards a more visual show, and I didn't realize that until just now as I'm talking about our Apple Podcast. But YouTube, Podbean, Facebook is when a family breaks, and then of course Spotify. Just give us a subscription for all of those just to help us out. You don't have to listen. Just do the downloads and then watch or listen on your favorite platform. But also make sure you hit that like and subscribe button down at the bottom if you haven't already. Again, just to help us out and throw us that 5-star Apple review. I'm going to get to the Patreon in just a little bit. But for now, I'm kind of excited about this episode. So, we had an idea to do a dynasty mock draft for this episode. And unfortunately, a couple of the guys that were going to be helping us out had to bail out. And we weren't able to make that happen, which is fine. We have a plan B, and it's an amazing plan B. I'm excited about this. We're going to play a little game, okay? It's not just a simple little fun game. We are going to actually talk about the players that happen to pop up during the course of this game. But this is how this game is going to work. We are going to select a fantasy football lineup based off of random teams that you're given. Okay? So, like, for instance, I'm going to share my screen here. And what we are going to do is I'm going to first roll a dice. Eric, can everybody see that good?
Maybe.
Yeah, I can see it.
Okay. Oh yeah,
Nate, you're probably on your phone. It might be a little more difficult, but
I got my computer. You're good. I can see. I just had to make my screen larger. I can see it now.
Right on. All right, so I'm gonna roll this dice, We need a 1 through 5. So if we roll a 6, we're just going to roll again. If I roll a 1, then you have to choose your quarterback last. And this will make sense in a moment. If I roll a 2, you have to choose your last running back last. If I roll a 3, you have to select your last wide receiver last. A 4 is your tight end, and a 5 is your defense and special teams. We are starting 8 different positions. So it's 1 quarterback, 2 running backs, 2 wide receivers, a tight end, a flex, and a defense. So
a kicker? That's your specialty. Come on.
I know, but unfortunately with kickers, there's only like 5 of them that are really important, like season long. Well, okay, never mind. 2.
Wait a second. Are you talking about tight ends? Because I'm confused because I feel like tight ends is the same way.
Okay. Well, more people know. All right.
I'm also team kicker, so I'm a little disappointed.
So we're going to – who wants to start? We want to start with Nate or
George?
George. Thanks for calling. All right. So I'm going to roll first to see which position you have to choose last. And that is going to be number 4, which is your tight end. Okay.
That doesn't matter. Like I said, it's only like 4 that are worth a damn anyway.
Right. You're good.
That's pretty generous.
So now
I was hoping defense, but I'll be honest. Like
so now can you guys see the wheel okay here?
It says George chooses 1.
Okay, now look, there's all kinds of 32 different teams on here, and then there's like 6 or 8 different bonus spins I have on here.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was a little confused by the bonus spins.
So I'm gonna shuffle this 3 times just to get a good shuffle out of it. And for those of you watching this that are also on TikTok, I feel like since I'm a teacher for plagiarism purposes, I should say that I did steal this completely off of some dude on TikTok. But anyhow, so I shuffled it 3 times. Now we're going to spin. So, George, when I spin this wheel, whatever team it lands on, you get to choose if you want to take that team's quarterback, running back, wide receiver, flex, or defense. I can't remember if I said flex or not, but we do have 1 flex also. So
spin that wheel.
5, 6, 7. Yeah, 8 spots. So there is a flex. All right. Here
we go. No whammy.
Okay, my bad. I forgot that I didn't edit or I didn't
change. That scared me.
Let's customize that.
So can I go?
But I was having a lot of fun with it.
I would just go no sound. Yeah,
please. Yeah, we're gonna go no sound.
Vikings. So yes. For me, it comes down to 1 of 2. Do I want the running back in Dalvin Cook? Or do I want the wide receiver and Justin Jefferson?
Okay, now here's another thing, too. Keep in mind, it's a 1 quarterback league, obviously, but
yep.
But we're going to say that this is PPR, and we're going to pretend like this is like a redraft, just to make it easy. So, like, based off of how you feel for next season. Whichever one you want to choose, if you guys want to talk about the player, because we want to give a little bit of analysis. It's not just going to be a silly game.
I mean, no, it's going to totally be a silly game. Let's stop with the shenanigans right now, okay?
Okay, yeah, it's really in the offseason for analysis.
So I have a flex position. So I'm actually going to take the flex position first, and I'm going to go with Justin Jefferson as my flex.
All right, that's interesting. All right,
yeah. I thought about Dalvin, but like I have. I just like Justin Jefferson. He got better after his rookie season, and you can't go wrong starting wide receiver. And Justin Jefferson doesn't have any durability issues. Like with Dalvin Cook in this game, I feel like I'm not going to be able to draft Alexander Mattison. So I'm not going to pigeonhole myself with a running back that I'm not sure is going to be able to play all 17 games.
Okay. So.
I'll take the more durable, the more healthier option in Justin Jefferson.
What I was asking about your decision making there was I meant like why not just throw him in a wide receiver? What's the thought process there?
I still have a wide receiver. I mean, you're threw him in the flex. 3
wide receivers anyway.
Yeah, I'll probably end up going. The odds of me drafting like how many running backs do we have to draft? Just 1,
2,
2. I probably won't draft more than 2 running backs. Like the odds of landing on a team that has, you know, a running back that I'm going to want or twice, and then my flexes as well. Like, I just feel safer filling out my flex with wide receiver positions.
All right, cool. All right, so here we go. Here is your next player.
Mine? I'm picking again?
Yeah, you're filling out your entire team.
Oh, okay.
The Browns.
Oh, I thought we were going to go on a round table. All right. All right.
No, that's what I thought. It was a round table. I didn't realize I'm filling out my entire team.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that. Let's do that.
Let's do the round table. This way, I'm not hogging all the good players and leaving, you know, you guys with scraps.
I was just going to start all over, all fresh. So we're doing it. I like this idea better. So now Justin Jefferson's off the board. Nobody can take him.
Correct. That's where I thought we were doing it.
I like that.
Okay, it's a lot better now. It's improved.
Yeah. All right. So let's re-roll here, and Nate, you can go next.
Do we need to roll the dice to see what I can pick last?
Yes, we do.
Oh, yes.
No.
That doesn't count. He has to spin the wheel again there, Nate.
Spin the wheel, Raggy Man.
And if you get the Packers again, I'm sorry, Aaron Rodgers is off the table.
No, he's not.
Three. So, Nate, your last pick is your number one wide receiver.
That's fine.
Yeah, so whatever team it lands on, you're taking them. And let's go ahead and knock mine out, too, while I'm here, so I can just get rid of this screen. Four. Nah, he already had a four. I'll do something different.
Oh, I feel like that's cheating now.
Yeah, but this is more interesting because now I have to take my quarterback last.
I like how that ends. That's a good ending to it. It's like,
come on, Zach Wilson.
Yeah, I'm stuck with Zach Wilson.
Come on, Lions.
They do. All right, I like that better. It makes it more interesting. All right, I'm going to get rid of this dice here. All right, no dice. All right, so so we're going to do that again, obviously, for sure.
I mean, although he was really close to getting Tua Tagovailoa, I'm almost jealous.
The Lions, yes. That's way better than the Packers.
I'm actually kind of jealous.
And his last I guess he can draft his number two wide receiver or flex. I was going to say you take out the wide receivers, it's even worse. But, yeah, go ahead.
I thought about going old Amon-Ra St. Brown, but I'm going to go with the safe bet. I'll do T.J. Hockenson. I think that's pretty clear pick for me. It was either him or DeAndre Swift, and DeAndre Swift apparently can't stay healthy, and so that's kind of frustrating and upsetting at the same time. So, yeah, I'll go with the safe bet with Hockenson, and Goff can't throw the ball more than like 8 yards down the field, so it'll work out pretty well.
Yeah.
The plus on according to this game is there's a good chance that Jared Goff won't be your quarterback on your team, so that's also a plus.
Yeah, I sure hope so.
I don't know, guys. There's one very particular bonus wedge on here. I hope it gets spun. Let's just say that. All right.
Oh boy.
All right, my turn. Here we go. Who do we got? And if I don't like it, I'm respinning.
Hey now.
Oh no! All right. The Browns.
There you go. You got options.
Lucky SOB. I know who you're taking.
Yeah, I have to take him. Like
Baker Mayfield.
No, he can't draft the quarterback. It's Austin Hooper.
I think it's very obvious that if for no other reason, I'm going to take Nick Chubb so that Nate can't get him.
You son of a gun! Come on. RB1. It's cool.
Yep. Well. I had to waste my first pick on an RB. So. Unlike George, though, I kind of like that strategy better. I was going to try to go heavy on RB early.
And, listen, it was tough. I don't like passing on Dalvin Cook, but I'll take Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, I didn't have as tough of a decision though. It's either Nick Chubb or Hunt.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, both are good options too. Let's be honest.
Yeah, for sure. Here you go, George.
No whammy.
Okay, it is
two players.
Two players from the next team spun.
Okay.
All right, so that means I got to spin again, and you have to take two players from the same team. Giants.
I can make the Giants work.
Oh,
actually.
Oh, come on, Texans! No.
Yes. So.
All right, you get two Broncos.
I'm taking my running back.
Okay. Melvin Gordon.
Javonte Williams.
There you go. I like it.
And
if you consider especially that we're talking next season.
Yeah. And believe it or not.
Drew Lock.
I'm going to take the Broncos defense.
That's not bad. Not bad at all. That's
listen, good. There's Jerry Jeudy. There's Cortland Sutton. Like, I like both of those guys. But I don't want to end up with a shitty defense.
Yeah.
So I'll take the Broncos defense.
Yeah. That's a good spot to take them. For real.
That was my favorite spin of the game so far.
The whole the whole idea behind choosing two players from the next team was the hopes that it would land on the Texans or something like that. So,
it was so close.
All right,
so
Nate,
so close.
Now, George, since you took two that time, we're going to skip you next time around, so we still end equally.
I feel like that's cheating, but I will accept these rules.
That's good. I got to cheat. So, Nate, what do you got here? We've got. Oh, this is it! This is it! You're done, Nate. It says
But now it doesn't matter which I do my last wide receiver.
That's right. So you get Jets or Lions players. Go ahead and fill your roster, sir. All
right. Well, I guess Zach Wilson's my quarterback because I think he's got to be a little better than Jared Goff.
I would have gone Goff there personally.
No, this next year's going to be better.
It's such an amazing Twitter poll.
Next year will be better. It has to be. Can't be any worse.
That's true.
That's not true. That's not true.
I just got it. I can't be. Running back, I'll take Swift. I have to now.
Yeah, nice.
And Michael Carter.
Not a bad running back one, running back two. Not bad at all.
My two receivers, I'll go Elijah Moore and Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Not bad. Not bad.
Which one would have been last there?
Honestly, probably – I don't know.
Amon-Ra for me.
Pedigree-wise, like Amon-Ra is probably not as good as Moore, but I mean, he had a better season, and I think he's going to get more. I don't know. He can be my wide receiver one. That's fine.
Okay. All right. I'm writing all these down because the whole time I was intending on making a Twitter poll. This just makes it really good, especially since your first spin was already a Lions player.
Yeah.
So here's the real question. Which defense are you taking?
I got to get a flex first. I need a flex first. And I don't know. I feel like there's nobody else to pick. I can't even think of another. I mean,
you could take Tevin Coleman as a flex.
No. I'm going to take Jamal Williams as a flex.
You need to look at a roster.
I might have to. I need to see. I can't remember who the other.
Who's the Jets tight end?
Nobody.
Not Chris Herndon anymore. I'll look at it right now.
All right. Well, tell me real quick who your defense is, and then we'll get back to your flex in a minute.
I want the.
Wait a second. Do you really want one of them?
No, but I'll take the Jets defense because I think Bob Sala is a better defensive coordinator.
So you got like Braxton Berrios.
That guy's terrible.
Well, I mean, Denzel Mims. Hey, Corey Davis. There you go. Ty Johnson.
George must not have listened to the show a long time ago when I just talked about how much I couldn't stand.
Listen, no, I listen. I'm just giving you the options that are presented that you have to pick from.
Right. At this point, I almost feel bad, and I kind of want to make it a super flex just because Goff might be. and even then, I know if I did that, he still wouldn't take Jared Goff.
No, I don't think you can do that because they're just – I mean, the guys we're naming off aren't even on like these deep, deep dynasty squads. Like that's what I did pick them. I like that.
George, hey, you could take Jamal Williams, Josh Reynolds. I'm trying to help you out here.
Should we give him a little bit of a break and let him choose his flex later?
No.
Okay.
No. These are the rules of the game. We are not changing the rules. You don't change the rules of the game mid game.
I agree. I was just going to wait for you.
I guess this is a dynasty, so I can't take him.
No. What's that? Khalif Raymond was something for a couple of weeks.
I'll take I wanted to be Jamar Jefferson, but this isn't Dynasty, so I'm not going to take Jamar Jefferson. Yeah, I guess just Josh Reynolds. Not much else out there.
I would have gone Jamal Williams.
Yeah, well.
Dude, he's quickly become one of my favorite players in the NFL.
I want Quintez Cephas. Sorry.
Oh, there you go. I like that one.
I didn't even see him on the list.
High floor. Low floor, high ceiling. Nice. Like my team.
I like it. Yeah, I love your team.
All right, now I need to get clarification, because like nobody else can land on fill the rest of your team in with that one, right? Because
And if it's me, I have to take my quarterback last, so I'm stuck with Jared Goff.
Joe, absolutely not. Okay.
Hey, Nate, I got something. I don't know how you'll feel about this, but a few years back, in a dynasty league, I traded Corey Davis away from my team. Guy wanted him desperately. He offered me next year's first round draft pick for him. No problem. I gave him, like, this was Corey Davis. It was preseason, rookie season, all the hype around him. So I traded him away for the guy's first round pick the following year.
Wow.
Turned out to be the 101. Ooh. And I ultimately traded Corey Davis for Saquon Barkley.
That's a pretty good trade, some would say.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Hey, you know, Corey, I would take Denzel Mims over Corey Davis, and I don't know if he had any catches last year.
All right, go ahead.
Or Kenny Yeboah, the tight end you don't know about on the Jets.
Yeah, I pulled up Jets roster and was scrolling and didn't see any tight ends listed. I just assumed they didn't have any.
They might not.
All
right.
Justin, that was a brutal roll there. I like that. I like it.
Yeah. I was really hoping somebody would land on. I kind of thought it would be me with my luck, but even then I would have loved it. But all right. So I need to choose two to catch up with you here, George.
Yep.
Can't wait to scrutinize your guys' garbage teams.
All right. The Chargers.
And you can't take a quarterback. I love that.
Yeah, that's wonderful. All right.
How many daddy sodas does Steve have?
What's that? Today? Say again.
I said, how many daddy sodas has Steve had? Hey, Uncle Steve.
I can't see the comments because I have a wheel.
He said Barkley for Davis is about even.
Right now it is.
Yeah, now. I'm just joking. I know Uncle Steve means he's laughing with us. It might, might now be. Saquon doesn't play.
All right. I'm just gonna take Eckler, and I'm gonna fill in my running backs here. I feel like every team is going to have at least a serviceable wide receiver, unless I happen to land on the Lions or the Jets.
Yeah, you're in trouble now.
But I'm gonna go with Austin Eckler and fill out my running backs at this point and see what happens. I really wanted to go with Keenan Allen there and get a wide receiver, but I think there's better wide receivers out there if I'm lucky.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Right. Hey, there's a couple good guys left.
Hey, you want to know what's great?
You were calling off.
you know what's great?
What?
He cannot take Jared Goff, who's probably the only player worth a damn left on that team. Yeah.
Jamal Williams or Josh Reynolds.
Wow. Or the Lions defense.
They're not that bad.
But they're not that good.
I got the Jets, so it's
I'm not going to waste a serviceable spot on another Lions player. So I'm going to go with the Lions defense here. And I'll just have to play the waiver wire really early.
Like, as soon as we're done, you're dropping their defense?
Yeah.
Alex Anzalone is a stud. That middle linebacker, long blonde hair, he's good. He's real good.
How bad has this game gotten to the point where I was begging for that to go one more tick and get a Raider?
All
right, George, you're up. Let's see what you got here. You cannot take a tight end. Ooh, yes. Okay. All right.
I'm actually happy with that. I can't take a tight end.
Come on. I want to see how you're going to sell this.
Dude, they have a wide receiver on that team who's played with Drew Brees, played with Tom Brady, played Deshaun Watson, Give me Brandon Cooks. All he does is 1,000-yard seasons. Give him to me.
What was that, Nate?
They're Brandon Cooks.
No, say that, Nate.
They're cutting him.
But they haven't done it yet. He's still on the team.
He's on the team right now. No, they said, they don't want to pay. There's too much money, I think.
All right, I'll take it. I'll count it. It's Brandon Cooks.
No, yeah. I mean, he's still on the team now. I'm just saying.
Right.
They don't expect him to be there next year.
Because, you know, because we were talking about how this is for next year, but I can't land on the Colts and be like, well, the Colts are going to sign Davante Adams in the offseason. So,
they're not. I mean,
maybe they'll find Brandon Cooks.
It's going to happen. I'm going to speak it into existence. Like,
he's got that right now.
All right. Here we go. This is my turn.
You know what's sad? I could have taken Deshaun Watson. And just I have some type of a moral system that won't allow me to do it.
Oh, look at that. My strategy paid off, waiting for wide receivers. I'm going to go with Davante Adams.
Not bad. Not bad.
I like it. I like my team build so
far.
I like
the way your team is coming together so far. I really do.
It's not the Jets and the Lions, but
– Hey, now.
But it's good.
I'm comfortable saying I'll probably have the second best team.
All right. Well, let's see who else is going to be on your second best team. Come on. Yes. Oh, okay. You got another Bronco. Not bad.
Man.
Yeah, that bye week's going to suck, huh?
It'd be for real.
It's like me, though.
Yeah.
We'll probably both have like a week 8 bye.
Watch the Jets. The Jets and the Lions both have the same bye week next year.
Yeah, probably. Just take that week off to go home.
So I've got two wide receivers and a tight end left to pick, right?
Mm-hmm. No, you have a quarterback, a running back, a wide receiver left to pick, and then your tight end is last.
Last. All right, so let's go with another wide receiver. Wait a second. Can I say Aaron Rodgers? Like, we all know he's going to the Broncos. So.
Nope. Not on if I'm giving you Brandon Cooks, I'm taking Aaron Rodgers away.
Not happening.
All right, go ahead and give me – God, do I want Sutton or Judy?
This one's a no-brainer for me if that's your decision. Why wouldn't you just take your backup to Javonte Williams and take both of the running backs?
Because I feel like Melvin Gordon's not going to be there next year. Give me Cortland Sutton. Actually, give me Jerry Jeudy. Give me Jerry Jeudy.
Good question. Or good. Good.
Late switch.
All right. Now I'm down to a wide receiver, a tight end, and a flex.
Hey, do you want to recap real quick on what everybody has picked so far?
Okay, yeah, sure. So I'm about to come up right now. I have Nick Chubb and Austin Eckler with Davante Adams and the Lions defense. So I have stellar studs with those first three, but then of course the Lions defense. George has Javonte Williams, Brandon Cooks, Jerry Jeudy, Justin Jefferson, the Broncos defense. So pretty like solid, like little bit better than role player type players across the board, and a few awesome, a couple awesome ones in there that could really break out. And then I should probably just spin.
Hey, there's like I got like three good players, you know.
Okay.
I like the Bears. I got like three good players. You know, we'll be all right.
You're like the Bears, only you're the Jets and the Lions.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Woo! Oh. Right. Oh, I thought you had the Texans.
JT.
All right. So
I don't think. Do you have a flex?
I can't pick running back.
Yes, I can. I have a flex.
Oh. This dude, man, Davante Adams, Jonathan Taylor.
He's acting like this a random wheel. He just he got a skill stop back there.
He's got another screen open that we can't see that tells him what team to stop on.
No, it's 8 seconds is the spin every time.
Oh, okay.
Sure, yeah. Wink, wink.
Yep, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. All right. George, quarterback, running back, and then your tight end will be last.
All right. So quarterback or running back. Let's do this. No whammy, no whammy, no whammy.
Oh, man. So that was designed hoping that – oh, yeah. So that one was designed hoping that, like, somebody else would land on that and you could choose somebody to drop off of their team. But since you landed on it, you have to choose somebody on your roster that you want to drop, meaning they have to get filled again.
Jerry Jeudy.
All right. That's
you want to, like, give him to me? And
we'll talk later. I'm going to need at least DeAndre Swift for him, though, because you don't really have much else of value.
I should have thrown in a forced trade one. All right. So since you dropped Jerry Jeudy, you now have two wheels to spin here, George.
All right. And I got running back, wide receiver, and
quarterback.
Okay. All right.
Choose two players from the next team spun again. Okay. All right. So you're going to choose two players.
Yep. Done this before.
Because you already have to get two anyway. So this works out.
Like I said, it's rigged.
Oh, come on, baby. Come on, baby. Yeah. Yes.
Hey, also, Chris video is asking us. He said, are we going to do another round after we do this? I mean,
It depends on what time it is. We don't want to go too long all time, but we'll see. We'll see. Very possible. So especially I guess now that
it's to pick Lions and Jets.
Yeah. And
all right. So I need a quarterback. So I'm gonna go with Goff. I got no choice.
Yeah.
Okay.
I need a running back. So I'll take Jamal Williams. I need a wide receiver. So I will take Corey Davis.
I knew that was coming.
And I need a tight end. Excuse me. And I got to find out who's tight ends for these teams.
Okay. So while you're searching for tight ends, I'm going to go ahead and go so I can hopefully we can squeeze in another round here because I'm going to take out that one wedge and I feel really bad that you guys are stuck with that. All right. Broncos wide receiver or tight end. Got to go with Noah Fant.
Ryan Griffin, George.
Okay, and now I need a wide receiver. The wide receiver, and it has to come from the Cardinals. Nice. DeAndre Hopkins.
I'm going to take Tyler Kroft as my tight end.
Tyler Kroft, you got it.
He's listed, but according to ESPN, he's listed as the Jets' starting tight end.
All right, now I'm down to my last pick here. I've got Nick Chubb, Austin Eckler, Jonathan Taylor, Devontae Adams, DeAndre Hopkins. Noah
this Fink. Thing was so rigged, Nate.
No, jeez.
The guy doing the spins has the most loaded team in the history of the world. Yeah, it's not rigged.
Now I have to take my quarterback last. Let's see if I can't end up with Aaron Rodgers.
Come on, Browns.
Or Pat Mahomes.
Nice. Uh-oh. Yes. Taylor Heineke Car Care Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's all right. I'll take Heineke. That guy. Dude, with this all-star team, Heineke would be a freaking stud.
He would be.
Nice. All right. So where are we at time-wise, Nate?
34 minutes.
All right. I think we got time because we don't have to do all the answers. Do you guys want to do it again?
Yeah, let's run it back.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's run it back.
I feel like Nate needs redemption.
I'm going to take out that one wedge, fill the rest of your team with Jets or Lions. It's kind of unfair.
That was funny.
It's unfair to get it twice. It's funny to get it once.
And then I tell you what we'll do. For the poll, we'll each just choose our favorite of the two teams that we'll put on the Twitter poll.
I say, you don't even have to list. There's no point in doing a poll. You win 100%. I already concede.
All right. Oh, shoot. I forgot about the dice thing. I already took it off. So let's see.
Let's just go reverse order. So I went first. Nate went second. And you went last. And so now you go first. Nate will go second. I'll go last.
No, I'm saying, like, we got to figure out what player you have to choose last. Because that's part of the fun, too.
So let's do – Justin, I got an idea. Make it fun. I'll pick Nate's. Nate will pick yours, and you pick mine.
Okay, cool.
That works.
So who's picking?
Nate, you go first. Pick Justin's. What position he picked last?
Running back, one.
Okay.
All right, Justin, what position do I pick last?
Let's see. I'm going to say wide receiver because you like a wide receiver. So I'm going to make you choose your number one wide receiver last.
Okay. And because I do feel a little sorry for him, I'm going to make Nate pick his defense last.
Oh, okay.
That's fine. Yeah. I can do that.
Yeah, I'm throwing you a bone. After the last game where you did nothing but
I probably would have picked them last anyways. That's usually how I used to play with team defense. That's all I do. Like normal.
If I didn't have that pick two from the same team and land on the Broncos, I probably would have gone defense last. Yep. But I mean, I got the player I wanted from the Broncos, and I wasn't a big fan of the wide receivers.
Yeah.
You guys just keep stalling because I'm trying to fill out the board here.
Yep. And I mean, I could have picked Noah Fant, but you know. Tight end last.
Maybe Albert O. Who knows?
Oh, Albert O.
Him and Drew Locke have that Missouri Tiger connection.
So, yeah, so Nate is choosing who last?
His defense.
Yes, that's right. Okay.
And then I'm choosing my wide receiver one last. And you're choosing your running back one.
Right. All right, cool. So who's going first?
You are.
All right.
Here we go. It's reverse order, and you won last round. So
couple of three times again. And here we go. The Falcons. Okay, so it's not as pretty of a start as I started with.
It could be pretty.
It could be decent. Man. So Patterson had one great season in a 74-year career. Do I go back to that well for another season? Let's see. Or do I go with Calvin Ridley and hope that he comes back?
He's going to get traded to Miami.
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and get my tight end. I'm going to go with Pitts.
I was thinking that's like the most obvious choice for that team.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to save the tight end for later in case I ran into a bad spot and I had to. And I kind of feel like I just started with a bad spot and had to.
No, listen, I mean, I would be happy with having Kyle Pitts as my tight end.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm thrilled about
it. He's not Tyler Kroft.
I wish he was.
Who's up next?
Then it would be Nate.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I feel like Nate hasn't gone in a long time. In a while. Oh, here you go.
Options galore.
Yeah.
But you can't take their defense.
That's fine. Jamar Chase.
Yeah. Yep. Definitely. Jamar Chase. Good pick.
I love Joe Mixon and T. Higgins, but Jamar Chase is the pick.
Yep.
Maybe I should have added a wedge to this one that said that you have to choose a Bengal or
what you should have done is had a wedge where the other two get to pick your player.
Yeah.
So like for example, if you would have landed on that. On there? Oh, is it? Okay.
I believe it is. We just haven't hit it yet.
Oh, by the way, Steve said earlier he wants to do this for a real draft. I'm doing this. I'm going to get a group of friends, and this is how we're going to draft our teams for a season. I don't even care. This is what we're doing.
Nice. I love it. This is
awesome.
Maybe best ball.
You have to add more of those bonus wedges, though.
Oh, yeah.
You got to come
up with like a 15-round best ball.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, George, you're up.
No whammies.
Stop.
Whammy.
Whammy!
All right, and you cannot choose former coaches.
Oh man, I wanted the lap dance king himself. So I feel like there was an obvious choice, but the problem is he got injured at the back half of the season, and I don't know he's going to play. Because I feel like James Robinson was the clear and obvious choice.
Nah, there ETN. Could be another obvious choice that got injured at the front half of the season too, or not even front half.
The problem is you have to be a believer in ETN, and I am not a believer in ETN.
I'm a believer. I am a believer.
I'm not. I'm just all not. Right.
And you have to take your other wide receiver last if you take this wide receiver too.
He's taking DJ Chark.
No. There's like no options here I'm comfortable with. None.
Trevor Lawrence? You going to take that quarterback now?
O'Shaughnessy?
Sorry, it would be Dan Arnold.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take Dan Arnold as the tight end. Let me just make sure.
Mr. O'Shaughnessy, I'm going to be very happy about that.
O'Shaughnessy.
He's one of those guys whose DMs might actually be open, too. We're going to tell him.
Yeah, let him know.
Yeah, give me Dan. Fuck it. Give me Dan Arnold. Go all big, right, go home.
I already wrote it in ink, so you're done. All right, here we go. My turn. Okay. All right. I'll take me a little bit of Alvin Kamara. I don't care if he is slipping a little bit and things are kind of slipping south a bit. I have to take my six number
games.
One.
He's going to be gone for at least six games.
Yeah, that's all right. This is a Twitter poll. It's going to look
good. By the way, are you worried about the new head coach there in New Orleans?
No. I mean, not for the running game.
No.
Okay.
They brought an in-house guy. So
yeah, I know. But
it's not like I don't foresee large-scale changes on what they're doing because he's been there for so long and it's been successful for them.
Yeah, they just need a quarterback that –
Well, they need a quarterback, but they also need cap space.
They have none of that.
Like that team.
They are way over.
If I was that team, honestly, anything I had of value that I could trade away, I would just do it for draft picks and just completely blow the whole thing up and just rebuild.
Yeah.
Yep, fair enough. Fair enough. Have you guys seen the movie based off of
I need to.
I started watching it, and then I fell asleep.
I like it. I actually really liked it. All right. Nate, you're up.
Come on.
No whammies. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
No. And Dan Arnold's gone, my friend. You don't get him.
What was that about DJ Chark?
Oh, Marvin Jones Jr. maybe. No, give me Travis Etienne. I believe, dude. I believe it.
I like it.
I'm not a believer.
Sorry for the Illinois State Redbirds, but Etienne's got he's the guy.
Yep, I like it. George.
I'm hoping to drop the previous player. or drop a player.
Oh, come on. Do it again. Oh, all right. So who are you going to match with Dan Arnold? Let me guess.
Oh, there's only one guy from the Colts that I want. So
Carl Wentz.
He is the running back one in all of football. Give me Mr. Jonathan Taylor, my friend.
And just to throw out a disclaimer.
Justin can't pick his running back. Sorry.
Our co-host, Nate, knows that his name isn't actually Carl. He just likes to give people nicknames. Just throwing
I do know that.
All right. Good pick. The best possible pick you could have taken.
Honestly, I've looked at that Colts roster. It was the only pick I could have taken.
Uh-oh, Justin chooses what? Okay, I choose one to drop. Oh.
Well, that shouldn't be too difficult.
I mean, yeah, I'm going to drop Kamara for the positional here. I feel like there's a lot more running backs out there. All right, so that means I need to go twice to stay caught up to even now.
Yes.
The Lions. All
right. Not bad. You got options.
There's plenty of guys now. You know all the names.
Yeah, I got
you. We did deep dives on rosters for the Jets and Lions. This shouldn't be too difficult for you.
Yep. Make sure that's on the thumbnail for YouTube.
I don't have to go too deep for DeAndre Swift, though. So
no.
Not a bad Kamara replacement at all.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay. This is karma coming back at me for Nate so much. All right. All right. Oh, God. I mean, my running back has to be last, too. So if I take Michael Carter here, he's my flex. Oh, that is ugly.
Elijah Moore, got to be.
Man.
Zach Wilson, buddy. He's got that arm. He's got those legs. He's mobile.
He made that one throw across his body in sweatpants that everybody thought was like the coolest thing ever.
I mean, I've seen him do no look passes all last season.
I'm gonna go with Michael Carter in my flex and just hope that this wheel doesn't bite me one more time. Because if it bites one more time, then like it's done. Like there's no more. I have no more room. All right, Nate. You are up, good sir. You have Travis Etienne, Ja'Marr Chase, and another Bengals player.
Oh, darn it.
What do you mean, darn it? That's a good one.
Well, it went right past Josh Allen and the Bills.
Oh.
Yeah, it did.
I see. Yeah, darn it. Shucks.
Might as well get the quarterback. I mean, matching up Burrow and Chase? What could go wrong there?
That's fine. Yeah, I'll do that over Mixon. Give me old Mr. Joey B.
That'll look great on the Twitter poll, too.
It will.
They're going to like that.
They will love that. A lot
of fans right now.
I did have on my A.J. Green jersey for the Super Bowl, and then they lost, so I just hung it back up. And it felt good for a little while.
Talk about a guy I feel bad for. Spent all those years with the Bengals. Yeah. He goes away. The season he goes away, they go to the Super Bowl.
Yep. So, George, you're up. You have your stud player in Dan Arnold, but unfortunately you had to pair him with Jonathan Taylor.
Unfortunate things must happen.
Who is going to make this the trifecta? Okay. I wonder who.
So, I'm torn between A.J. Brown and King Henry. No, I'm going King Henry. Give me that running back duo of Derrick Henry and Jonathan Taylor. I need some firepower.
Yep, you've got an all AFC South roster going on right now.
Yep.
Hopefully it continues to go south. No, actually, you
it'd be nice if it went NFC South for a change.
Cowboys, all right. Yeah.
Making their first appearance on the game.
Yeah. And just like the playoffs, we'll probably exit quick.
Probably. No offense, Sheps.
Oh, man. All right. So I cannot take a running back here because I only have one left, and that's my last one. Let's see.
Now, Justin, I have to ask. If you only could choose a running back, would you have gone Zeke or Tony Pollard?
That's tough.
That's why I asked the question.
Yeah. I mean, I think ultimately I still have to go Zeke. I mean, he still can consistently score something. Like Pollard is obviously the big play upside there. And maybe with this team I would need that big play upside. So I don't know. I might have actually went Pollard with the way that this team is shaping.
You get Dutch Schultz, though.
Well, no, I can't. I've already used the flex and Pitts is my tight end.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, so I mean, it's definitely a wide receiver. I'm just trying to decide which. Or you know what? I've got the Cowboys defense.
Ooh, there you go.
I'm going to pass up on all those wide receivers because I didn't want to make the decision on which one.
Yeah. for me, it was easy. I would have went with CD.
Yeah, he's at the top of my list of the two, but I just don't know. I don't know if I could pull the trigger. So I'm going to go with Cowboys defense. I know I've got a solid defense. I have the best defense that's been taken this round so far.
That's true.
Yeah, cannot argue that.
Yeah. All right, Nate.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Justin chooses one to drop.
All right.
Ooh, there goes Ja'Marr Chase. Sorry, not.
Gosh, I can't win.
But hey, the good news is, Nate, you now get two picks to catch up.
Lions, Jets. I think that's the rule. I think that's it just happened. You got that set up where it goes to him. Hey,
Saints. Oh. And for the record, that means that Ja'Marr Chase is now back on the board if one of us land on the Bengals.
Isn't Kamara? Didn't you drop him?
Yeah, Kamara's on there. Yep.
Kamara's on there. Slant Boy's on there.
You could get the ultimate flex.
Taysom Hill's on there.
Wait, come on. Like, you think I'm going to pick Kenny and Corey Davis in the same night? No. Give me Kamara.
All right, you got it. All right. All right. And you get one more, Nate, to catch up.
You should have taken Traquan Smith, everybody's favorite that we all want.
A good swap from Jamar Chase. Oh, yes.
It froze on me. What's it say? Oh, I get to drop another one?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Oh, man.
Justin, what's his team so far?
Well,
it's Burrow and Kamara.
It's Joe Burrow, Alvin Kamara, and Travis Etienne. So I feel like I want to get rid of Joe Burrow just because he had that combo, and now I could just easily take it all away.
Yeah.
But I still think that Kamara in that running back spot is still the best player there when you're talking one quarterback leagues. But that's all right. I'll take away Joe Burrow.
That's fine. All right.
So you get two again.
Nate wasn't real thrilled on Joe Burrow anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Bills. Nope. There you go. You want him back?
There you go.
I can still pick him again. Give me Jamar Chase back then, I guess. Oh, I'd just take Tyler Boyd.
There needs to be a rule. If you have a player dropped, you can't put them back on your team.
maybe we'll consider that for next time. I have a feeling.
When I do my season long.
Yeah, that's for Nate's season long. Yeah. If somebody drops one of the players from your team, if you land on that team, you cannot pick them back up.
Yep.
That next time. That wasn't a rule for this time, so you get Jamar Chase. But I feel like there's a chance we might play this game again. So, all right. Nate, you still get another one to catch up here.
Get all these picks back that I didn't get last time.
All right, there's your Cowboys.
You got Dalton Schultz, CD, yeah, give me Zeke.
Give me Dutch. Want that? That's my tight end.
That's another player I'm hoping Miami signs. Like Kasicki Walker, bring in Schultz.
Yeah,
starting to sound like Rich talking about his Raiders.
No. I'm not that bad.
I want everybody to. I want the Raiders to sign everybody. All right, all right. All right. So, George, you have Jonathan Taylor, Derrick Henry, and Dan Arnold. The Bears. Ooh, that sucks.
Yeah,
you do have a flex position available.
Ooh, Monty.
That's what I was thinking.
Bears defense.
Yeah.
Nah, give me Monty.
Yeah, probably your best option there.
Yep.
All right. Very good. And obviously, like, nothing extra needs to be said there, and nobody got excited.
If it was a super flex, I probably would have went with Fields. But being that it's only single quarterback, yeah, I'll take the running back.
Yeah, I got all excited there, but then I realized that Jonathan Taylor is gone, and I don't really want any of the rest of them.
Pittman, come on.
I do. I mean, Pittman is the guy. I wish I hadn't taken the Cowboys defense now. If I would have taken CD, I could take the Colts defense, and I'd be looking good. Man, that's all right, though. I'll take Michael Pittman. I'm not upset to have Pittman by any means. I think he's a solid wide receiver two with one wide receiver one potential soon to come. I don't care what Joshua from Fusion FFB says. All right. Nate, you have your running backs locked. You've got Jamar Chase and Dalton Schultz.
Wow. Good option.
Nice. You got the Seahawks.
Yeah, give me DK.
You got it. I still feel like that's a tough choice between the two, but you want the big play.
Yep.
I mean, not that Lockett doesn't have the big play in him. No. All right, George, you're back up. You can take a defense, a wide receiver, or a quarterback. The Ravens.
Give me Lamar.
Yep, nice pick. I kind of almost felt like you might go with the Ravens defense there.
No. You get an opportunity to snatch yourself a top five quarterback, you do it. Otherwise, you might be left with something worse.
And I do think that Lamar is going to have a big bounce back season when all these other running backs are healthy.
Yep.
Hey, why does Joshua hate Michael Pittman so much? I don't get, like, he does not like that guy.
Look, is he in the chat?
Yeah.
He is? All right. Yeah, well, let's find out. All right, I'm up. I just assumed that he was in the chat. That's why I said that earlier. I honestly can't see because I've got the wheel pulled up. But all right, so quarterback and wide receiver is what I can draft here. Shit. All right. The Jaguars.
Oh, Marvin Jones Jr.
Oh,
LaVisca.
Man, my wide receivers suck in this one compared to
Laquon Treadwell is on.
To Davante Adams and Nick and Hopkins and
yeah,
of course their wide receivers are gonna suck.
Oh man, I don't want to take Trevor Lawrence though.
You should take Laquon Treadwell. He was a former first round pick. He was good. Remember?
He's also just about to be a former NFL player.
Yeah, this is true.
All right. Man, I guess I'm going to go with Chark. I cannot have sunshine on my team.
I don't like this Michael Pittman slander. Had enough of it.
All right, Nate, you can take a quarterback or a flex.
Ooh.
And Joshua, I'm going to read these comments later. Panthers. So you can get a quarterback or a flex from the Panthers. Not bad.
I want DJ Moore. Sorry. CMC, I can't do anymore.
Whoa.
I can't.
All right.
Wow. Okay.
I'm done.
Man. He's amazing. All right.
He is, but I just not consistent anymore.
All right. Very good. I like it. All right.
I got to ask Nate, are you sure you don't want to go quarterback there?
Who, PJ Walker? I sure as hell aren't taking Sam Darnold.
I mean, Cam Newton.
Nah, I do love Cam Newton, but I can't do it.
We could take it easy on you and just fill in Panther quarterback.
you get all three of them.
I'd take a PJ Walker over all of them, I think.
All right. So, George, you have a wide receiver and defense still left to choose before you're stuck with your last wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. All right.
Wide receiver. Give me that defense. Give me the defense.
Yeah.
Nice. I've managed to pillage the two most valuable assets off Justin's team.
Now, are you sure that you want to just concede this victory to me? Because this second team of yours is starting to look pretty darn good compared to my first team.
So first off, your first team is absolutely loaded. Uh-huh. My second team is a strong team. I think it's the strongest team of the three for this round. But right. Overall, I still believe your first team is
we do have to see how your wide receivers shake out, though. If you get a couple stud wide receivers, man, that could really break it open.
Yeah. All right. That Jacksonville Jaguars pick at the start hurt.
I have to take a quarterback here. Oh, not necessarily, because Nate gets to choose one to drop off of my roster. So, Nate, who am I dropping? Am I dropping Swift, Michael Pittman, Chark, Michael Carter, Pitts, or the Cowboys defense? And honestly, I don't really give a shit which one it is.
Nate, tight end. Tight end.
Pitts.
All right. I like how you can dish it back. All right.
I almost was going to go Cowboys defense. I'm like, nah, that's too easy. Pitts.
Yeah. So I get two now. I get two picks here to get caught up. It has to be a quarterback, a tight end. And that's it.
Oh,
that's all right. Nice. Mason Rudolph, huh? Cool.
No, that's all right. I'll take Freiermuth. That's right. I like him. I like that one.
That's still a downgrade. From Pitts, that's still a downgrade.
Yeah, I agree. But what can you do? It's still better than trying to decide who the Steelers quarterback is going to be.
It's Mason Rudolph. They've already said we've got nothing but faith and confidence in Mason Rudolph's ability.
Yeah, again, I'm already surfing the waiver wire on the three positions here. So, okay, so I get Heinicke again. All right. Not bad. Not bad at all. I'll take it. All right, Nate, you are down to your quarterback before you have to take your defense. So you're forced to a quarterback this time.
Yep. Come on, Washington football team.
Oh, it was actually close.
Oh, you can drop this time.
All right. Who do we want to drop?
Give us his roster so everybody knows what he's got.
Well, he has Alvin Kamara, Travis Etienne, the guy who I'm going to drop, which is Ja'Marr Chase.
It's not meant to be.
DK Metcalf, DJ Moore, Dalton Schultz. So now you get two here. At least it opens it up for your next spin. Now you're not forced to whatever quarterback it is.
You got flexibility now.
A quarterback or a wide receiver. And if it's the Bengals again, I'm gonna love it. Says lose the last player added. So who was the last player that you added? Was it DJ Moore?
It went DJ Moore.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Okay.
Over Christian McCaffrey.
Now you get three picks. You get three picks now.
I'm getting nervous. Like, if I get like a new team.
Really opens it up. Raiders, your quarterback, your wide receiver, or your flex. And this is the first time we've had a Raider.
It is.
Give me Darren Waller in the flex, I guess. Probably should have taken
that. That's great. That's a great flex. People are going to look at the poll and be like, why did he take Dalton Schultz as his tight end and Waller as his flex?
Because he's better.
Because he's better.
All right, here's another one, Nate. It's quarterback or wide receiver?
Stop. Yes.
The Bills. All right, quarterback, wide receiver. There you go. Yeah, this team looks a lot better than the last one.
Just a little bit. Hey, that was a fan favorite. That Jets Lions team, fan favorite team.
Yep. All right, you get your wide receiver here. Nate, whoever this lands on is your wide receiver.
Oh, come on.
Pringle.
Are you a him or Mecole Hardman? I'll take Tyreek Hill.
Man, that worked out beautiful for you, to be honest.
Yeah, it was nice. That's
like you lost Ja'Marr Chase, but, I mean, you replaced him with Tyreek Hill. So, that's not too bad.
And I lost DJ Moore and replaced him with Darren Waller, so that works out.
Yep.
And, George, you're going to get two wide receivers, so you could still potentially get Ja'Marr Chase now.
Woo!
Nice. All right. You're forced into a wide receiver on this one.
I'm forced into a wide receiver on the next one, too.
Yeah, but this is your last year.
Give me Calvin Ridley. That's fine.
Russell Gage. Oh.
No, Calvin Ridley. Come on.
Darn it.
I really hope he comes back. I hope he can get straight.
He will.
All right. I believe he'll be back.
Yeah.
Now we are down to our last picks. So I have on my roster, Heinicke is my quarterback. Swift is my running back. Pittman and Chark are my wide receivers. Michael Carter at flex. Freiermuth is my tight end and the Cowboys defense. So this is going to be my RB1 right here.
Breaking news, Troy Aikman's going to Monday Night Football.
All right, well, but my boy, the backup there is a pretty solid backup to have. So that's not too shabby there.
So who'd you take?
The backup running back. I'm blanking here.
Naheem Hines?
Yeah.
Naheem Hines, Marlon Mack?
Yep.
I don't know which one you would take. I guess you guys got to take Hines. I feel like Mac didn't even really play.
I'm not taking Mike. I took Hines. So we have Hines and Swift are my running backs with Michael Carter. Yeah, I don't. So Nate, your last one is defense, your defense. Time. Here we go. Let's see what defense you got.
See, I shouldn't have done Nate a solid. I should have made him the quarterback last. Look at that!
Hell yeah! Yeah, they got that defense is good. Right.
That defense is really good.
Yeah.
Nice team. So, Nate, you ended up with Josh Allen, Travis Etienne, Kamara, Tyreek Hill, DK Metcalf, Darren Waller, Dalton Schultz, and the Patriots defense.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's a solid team.
Not
that's
as good a solid as my first team, though.
No, that first team was legendary.
I mean, probably one of the best ones I've ever drafted.
All right, George, your last player is the wide receiver on this team.
Oh, thank God. Thank God it didn't land on the Jaguars. I'm going to go with Hollywood Brown. Give me Hollywood.
Hollywood. All right.
You know what we haven't had tonight? Giants.
We haven't had Giants. We haven't had Dolphins.
49ers.
Yep, 49ers, the Buccaneers.
Yeah, we just got the good teams.
Pretty much.
Like the Jaguars and the Jets and the Lions. Yeah. We didn't get any Rams.
Pretty much a full rundown of all three of those teams tonight. So, like I said, that's, you know, helping those fans out.
That was supposed to be a shot on your Dolphins, though, George, when I said we only got the good teams.
That's fine.
That's fine. All right. So, George, your final roster was Lamar Jackson, Jonathan Taylor, Derrick Henry, Hollywood Brown, Calvin Ridley, Dan Arnold, the Colts defense, and David Montgomery. So not bad at all. All right. I feel like George locked in twice in both of them, and Nate and I swapped on first and last between the two.
Yep. Yeah, I can agree with that. Nate's team, that whole lose a player and then cut a player really worked out. And that worked out in Nate's favor completely.
Yes.
Well, yeah, because not only was it Jamar Chase to Tyreek, it was also DJ Moore to Darren Waller and Joe Burrow to Josh Allen.
Yep.
Yeah. My swaps were Kamara to Swift and Pitts to Freiermuth. All right. What's that?
You're the last spin, aren't you?
No, we're done.
No, we're done. I was last spin.
Who was your quarterback, Justin?
Heineke.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Okay, I remember. I forgot that. Taylor Heineke.
Yep.
That was fun. Yeah, I'm definitely getting 10 guys or 12 guys to do a best ball season-long draft like this. I love this. This is hilarious.
This is fun. Yeah. Those little wedge pieces that you put in to really shake things up, that made it fun. Made it real fun.
Damn. 33 comments. Man, Josh must have really hated my Pittman pick.
It's mostly Chris.
Oh, okay. Chris's videos, I bet, right?
Yep.
Yeah, right. He wanted to try to get in. I wasn't watching the last time. I said, I'm sorry. I didn't have the comments open. I was on the banner for some reason. So,
that's all good. So I'm definitely going to go back and read the comments later, and I'll comment to anybody else that I feel like I want to comment to, I guess, because Nate and George commented to a few of them as well, but. I don't know. I think this was a success. This was a fun
game. This is fun. This is a good time.
Leave it on the board maybe for a future episode as well. And,
good night, young fella.
We will. Good night, Uncle Steve.
Uncle Steve.
We're also I'm also going to probably try to put this on our TikTok too. I know that there is a filter or whatever the kids are calling it for this as well. So I'm going to look that up and see if I can't figure it out. I know Alex or Rich has been kind of working with the TikTok a little bit. So
I have no idea how to use it. So I'm sorry.
If you're on TikTok and you're interested, you want to see something like that, just stay tuned and we'll see if we can't work out some sort of game with that. But
yeah,
you guys want to add anything before we cut out of here?
That's fun. I'm glad we got to do it. That was a good time.
Yeah. Yeah, this is good. We should do it again, but actually, like, we could even do like a three or like let's do it again, but actually make it a league and not a full 12 team league like you're saying. Like, if we get five people on here, let's just do like a five team best ball. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, like 10, like 15 guys or something.
Yeah,
like 15 spots or whatever, something like that.
No, I wouldn't even do that. Like, let's just keep it simple. The same layout we have with no bench spots.
Yes, well, it's best ball, so there's going to kind of be bench spots, but
no, you just get zeros on bye weeks.
No, that's true. Yeah, why not?
Because everybody's going to have a bye week, so
yeah. Yep. Hey, real quick, I do want to talk about the Patreon down there. Don't forget, we have three different tiers. For the Patreon, we've got a $3 tier that will get you into our T2T team group chat on our Discord. The second tier is $5 a month that will give you early access to the waiver wire episode and an invite into our Frankenstein Listener League. That will be a $25 to $30, I believe, entry that you'll have to pay on that. But you at least get the invite if you're in that $5 per month tier. The third tier, you get all that, plus you also get one-on-one roster analysis. That invite to the Frankenstein League now becomes a free entry. And then, of course, you still get the team chat and the waiver wire episode early on. So So yeah, just again, thank you guys for tuning in. I really appreciate you guys coming on. Appreciate you, George, for coming on and filling in for John. And
anytime.
And yeah, I'm really looking forward to your episodes coming up. So I got to ask though, like I missed our team meeting last week. Is Break from the Grind coming back?
I make no promises, but it rhymes with yes.
Yeah.
Can I be on that show one time?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. Now, don't forget, you promised me a long time ago, so I should have dibs.
We can do it together.
I mean, we could. I was about to say, like,
I'm
a big guy. I can handle two at the same time. I mean, you both can come on.
I'm a big fan of that show. Like, yeah. I am all 12 of your subscribe of your downloads.
I'm one of them. So you're 11 of them.
All right. You guys have a good night. Appreciate you guys out there for watching, and I hope you guys had fun with it.
Have a good night.
Later on.